to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this.
Welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast. This is Dave. I'm here and just jumping in because some of our favorite friends are doing a podcast and we want to share their podcast with you. And that's Duke, my dog. And we want to share that podcast with you because they are amazing and they were on our podcast in the past. It was Mike and Tay Whiteside from Black Dog Salvage, and they are resurrecting their podcast. They are doing season by season, episode by episode, recap of all 143 episodes, 11 seasons of Salvage Dogs, Black Dog Salvage in Roanoke, Virginia. Love this TV show. And we had the opportunity to have them on our podcast. And again, if you haven't heard that episode, you really need to go over there. There's a really big active community on Facebook of Salvage Dog fans. And we love to interact with them. And we love interacting with Mike and Tay because they are two of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. The whole story behind Black Dog Salvage, they started off many years ago. They started out pretty innocently, actually, starting out collecting architectural salvage. There was a building coming down in their area, and it had lots and lots of historically amazing pieces in the building that was all going to be demolished and all sent to the landfill. And they went in and they salvaged doors and trim and wood and all kinds of windows, everything. And they kind of came back to this building and spray painted a sign. They had black dogs there with them, so they called themselves Black Dog Salvage. And from there, it all kind of took off. And these two are part of the cast and from the show. And they get on now and they share episodes one at a time. It's really, really fun. And if you've ever seen the show, you will love the podcast. So I have a link to that here in the podcast show notes. And a little clip from them being on Upcycle Canada's podcast as well. They are really, really good at answering questions. You can send in a question on their YouTube channel and just do in the comments. You can send in messages through their Facebook group. Again, I'll put a link to that here in the show notes. And you can speak to these guys and ask them questions about the show and interact with them. They're super nice. They're super with their audience, and they really want to help promote the show. And it's a great story behind the show, and they share a lot of interesting things. Like, for example, if you've ever watched the show, you'll know what I'm talking about, but they would start the show with an item being brought into Black Dog Salvage that's unique, and the team would gather around and talk about it and the origin story behind it. And it was kind of like their opening to the show. Then they would sit around and talk about the upcoming demolition or salvage job that they were going to be going to within the show, which was actually filmed after they came back from said salvage job. So they knew exactly what they had done because they had done it. So that's interesting, a little behind the scenes. There's also a nice part in the show where they will take something they have salvaged and Mike will go to the chalkboard and he would draw up what they're going to turn that salvage item into. And that's where Tay would come in and other people, amazing craftspeople through Black Dog Salvage and other people that work with them. And they would convert something that was one thing into something else. Super amazing and inspirational. If you are any type of repurposed or repurposing type person and salvage person, if you love to work with something that was something at something else at another point in time and make it something new, this is the television show for you. And I will put links to, for Canada, you have to kind of do a little bit of hopping and jumping around to get this, to find the episodes. But in the U.S., I believe it's on the Magnolia Network is where it was. It used to be on the DIY Network, I think. Anyways, you can do a simple Google search. We'll take you there. Salvage Dogs is really big in the U.K. as well. So if you're listening in England and you want to see the show, it's really good. They actually have it filmed in or released in Italy, and it's all been, all the English has been subbed out into Italian. So that's pretty interesting. So wherever you are in the world, this is a great series to get into. Great people. And this podcast that I'm going to share with you, the Black Dog Salvage podcast, again, they take you through season one, episode one, all the way through to the final episode, 143 episodes later. So they have a lot to talk about. And they're taking their time and they're doing it right. So if you want the behind the scenes, then definitely go check out the Black Dog Salvage podcast. Highly recommended. Highly recommended. And again, we had the pleasure of having Mike and Tay on the podcast. Here's a little snippet from that episode and a link in the show notes as well. Go over and listen to the entire episode with Mike and Tay. You can watch the video of our interview on YouTube. Again, links in the show notes to everything. But I would really love for you to go check out that episode with those two gentlemen. And we're fans of the show, so we felt nervous and excited to speak to them. And they're just great guys. So it was a great conversation. So here's a clip from our previous podcast episode with Mike and Tay. And if you haven't listened to it, please go back and listen to this episode. Go back to the other episodes of the Upcycle Canada podcast. There's a lot there for you. Yeah. Repurpose and salvage those past episodes is what we do. And take a listen to this episode as well. So here's a little clip from that episode where we had Mike and Tay come on to the Upcycle Canada podcast. And then we're going to share a little clip from our question to them on their current podcast. And they responded to our question, which is very nice of them. So first, Mike and Tay on our podcast wanted to share with you. Here's a little clip.
It's kind of, yeah, we're not inventing the wheel here. And a lot of people have done it. And of course, you know, I'd be lying if I say I didn't surf Pinterest and get some ideas.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, that's okay, you know, because truly there's no original designs anymore. It's just rehashing old ones from the Romans and the Greeks and the, you know, we're still copying and using those designs and morphing them into common day. And, you know, there's, I'd like to think that I'm an original, but I'm truly not. I'm just, I see stuff. I mean, I always say I don't see dead people, but I see dead salvage all the time. And, hey, you got some dogs.
Yeah, yeah, you can hear them.
Yes.
Yeah.
They like to,
that's awesome. Yeah.
They like to talk while we're recording. So they're barking at the mailman, I think.
Sure. It's perfect. It's perfect. But that was the most, interesting part of the show, that we, that the ratings, you know, you start watching it, your, once your part of the show is the most interesting, and the build was always high because people like to see that. So they put it towards at the end of the seasons, they put it on the back end of the show so people would have to stay.
They'd stick around.
They'd have to spend their 30 minutes with us, you know, and of course it's all about ratings and, yeah, and advertising dollars, which we never saw a penny of, but yeah, don't get me started on the reality of reality TV. But it was a good thing, and Tay and I and everybody else involved is so proud of you know, 8 years and 11 seasons of this. It's truly a body of work that took a lot of effort, but it was a lot of fun. We got great memories, it will live on. You never know who's going to watch it. You guys are watching it in Canada. We got a lot of European countries that air it.
Nice.
The UK, Australia, New Zealand. I mean, so we're kind of, you know, we touch people worldwide, which that's humbling. That's what that is to me. Is, yeah, you got somebody out there from and it was funny because you get little kids coming in here and, you know, they're fans. They're 5 years old and they're fans.
Nice.
And there's a, you know, their grandfather's there and they watch it too. So you know, we kind of are a medium to bond. You know, husband and wives can watch it together. It's not just football and cooking shows. It's hey, we can watch this. We can, you know, We can watch Tay get older. You know, I started out old. So Tay had a baby face when he started this thing, and then he grew a beard. So it's kind of fun for me to watch it because, you know, that was Tay was young. Mm. You know, you think 8 years?
I was 10 years ago. Yeah. Was I think wow. when we started? I was that's 18. Wow. Now I'm 28.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
That's crazy.
Grew up on national television, which. Yeah. Was odd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not something you plan, you know. It's like, yeah, it just happens.
It's great. Yeah.
I started out old, so it was all right.
So now
you already knew who you were. I was trying to figure out who
it's
I
tough
was.
To see yourself in high definition, you know, it's 4K because that's a reality check right there. So first thing I did is going like, I got to lose 20 pounds and whiten my teeth. Well, I wipe my teeth pretty easy. The 20 pounds is a little harder, but yeah.
So now you guys have a podcast.
Yeah.
And I know this was probably Mike's idea to have the podcast, right?
Yeah.
So,
oh, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah. He's
oh,
the first one to bring that up. You know. Yeah. So tell us about the podcast.
Well, you know, the podcast is a way for us to stay relevant. You know, we're not doing a show anymore. People are saying, hey, we should do the show. I said, no, I'm 66 years old. I'm not going to do the show anymore. Yeah. And nobody's going to buy it anyway. So there you go. So we're trying to figure out something that's relevant. Podcast that everybody and their brother does one.
Yeah.
And so we figured, you know, we got a history and we got a story. We got a brand. Let's throw it out there and see if we can have some fun. That was the editor, Jason. Elias, he's out in California. He says, I want to do this with you guys, but only if we can have fun. Mm-hmm. So it's imperative that you enjoy it because it's not controversial. It's just storytelling. And that's something that we've done for our whole life, but especially the show was nothing but storytelling. And podcast just allows us to continue that with interesting people that, like yourself and other folks that have a story and they want to share it.
You got to have something to talk about too, because everyone and their sister has a podcast now. And many of them probably shouldn't. When you have something that you're already doing that's interesting and the people are interested in, might as well try, you know.
Right.
I mean, I joke that every C-grade television celebrity it's a matter of time before they have their own podcast. So we're just trying to follow the same path.
Well, it's the medium of the day. You know, I'm not a techie. I would listen to podcasts when I was driving, but that was fairly new. And, so it's just a way of, Mark Bowe told me one time with Barnwood Builders, he says, I'm just trying to stay relevant, Mike. And that's true. You know, what I did during when COVID started, I did this thing called the Daily Dog, where I just walk around and talk about stuff. Hey, we're doing this in the shop, or this just came in, or, you know, just trying to stay in people's top of mind thought. And not that we're a primary thing, but when they're wanting to buy something or when they're wanting to sell something, then they think of us. And if not us, then somebody like us, like you guys. So that's part of it. But at the end of the day, it's all about, as Tay said earlier, just keeping the money flowing in and keep the cash register ringing and making stuff. And that's the making stuff is just, that's the fun. That's really where Tay and I kind of have planted our seeds and we're really having a good time and y'all been able to enjoy it too, which is fun.
It's great. And the TV show is still on reruns, I guess. We can see it here in Canada on Apple TV. There's some YouTube clips here and there that we can see as well. But for American listeners, we have American listeners to our podcast. It's still in reruns on DIY Network. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, DIY doesn't live anymore.
Okay. Yeah.
It was consumed by the Magnolia Network.
Oh, it doesn't live. Okay. All right.
But that's all part of the Discovery umbrella. So you can watch it. I have Discovery Plus through Amazon Video. I think you can get Discovery Plus on any sort of streaming device. And so the whole catalog is out there for streaming and download and stuff. But if you still have traditional cable, I think there's reruns all the time still. Yeah. I don't know what you'll have to check where the Magnolia Network is.
When DIY was still going, they would guys say, they put you guys on at 4:30 in the morning. I said, What are you getting up at 4:30 in the morning for? You got an upset stomach or something? I mean, I'm not even thinking about it at that point. I'm still in REM. But they would record it, and so it's still being shown, which is a plus for us, just because there's a lot of people out there in the world that haven't seen it, and people are discovering us every day and through that medium, and the work's been done, and now it's paying off more. And some people say, I binged 11 seasons. I said, oh, my God, you're never going to get that time back.
No.
11 seasons straight. You know, I mean, I haven't even calculated, but that's a lot of time.
That's a lot of time.
They were 22 minutes long. That's without commercials.
That would be quick math, 143 episodes, 20 minutes of Salvage Dogs an episode. So 2,800 minutes.
Okay, somebody did the math.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's some fine ciphering there, boy.
Like
Well, we would love to get up to Canada and see you. We'd love to get up to Canada and see you guys. Yeah.
But thank you guys for the very, very kind words. Did you ask everything? Did you get out everything you wanted to get out?
I feel like think we are more than happy with this.
I just like the fact that with what you've done over the years and where we're headed to, and just when people hear, I think that people get inspired and it helps people realize if they can do it or if one person can do it, you know, like, why not? I think it's what we're doing for upcycling in general and just getting the word out inspires people in general to start their own thing, whether it be with wood or textiles or whatever. So I think it's great to be that inspiration for someone else. So,
well, remember too, it's all about having fun. It's an enjoyable thing, and that right there in these days and times is you know worth it's worth gold the weight in gold. It's really important that people understand that you know they can do it, and obviously we did it, and we're not experienced carpenters and welders will tell you is now, but
well, you have to get experience somehow. Just do it.
Just have fun. Have fun. Put fun in front of everybody. You know, do no harm and have fun. And that's and don't go in a building you don't own and take stuff because that's called grand larceny. I don't want to be anybody inspired. Mike said I could take that. I said nope, I didn't.
No such
thing. You know, pay for your salvage or offer to haul it off for someone. But it's been great talking to you guys because it's just
awesome.
You know, like-minded individuals, and you're north of the border of us, and we appreciate you guys holding down the northern flank.
To see what I mean, two of the nicest guys in the world. Coming on here, and the fact that they're talking about our podcast and talking about our business, talking about Upcycle Canada, that's a big moment for us. I don't know. For you, I don't know if you understand how much that means to us, but to start something, just Jen and I, and slug it out doing vendor events and having the store and the history of Upcycle Canada since 2014, we've been doing this, and to have somebody that we admire and respect and look up to refer to us and comment to us about what we do is a big thing for us. We're really grateful and thankful for time with them and the fact that they're so gracious to do so. So here we asked our question on the show on Black Dog Salvage, on Salvage Dogs. They would roll into a town to do a salvage for the episode. And one of their vehicles was this beautiful big truck that had like an office in it and then all of the tools and storage. And it was part of a convoy that they would bring into town. And we asked a question because we remember watching on Instagram when they were trying to sell the vehicle. They weren't going to be using it anymore in that way. And they were trying to sell it. And it was such a sad thing to watch. As Mike was showing us the vehicle being prepped to be sold. And I always wondered whatever happened to this vehicle that was used on the show. So we asked the question. And again, we'll have pictures on our Instagram and stuff of the truck. If you want to go over to upcyclecanada.ca on Instagram, you can see the truck that we're talking about. But yeah, so this truck was just so beautiful, and you could tell they were proud to use it and proud to have the Black Dog Salvage logo on the side of this beautiful vehicle. So I just wanted to know, what happened to this thing? Was it ever sold? Where did it end up? So Mike and Tay kind of talk about a little bit more about how the truck was, how the truck came to them and what they did with it. It's interesting. So here we go. I want to share this with you. This is actually their response to our question. And you can see the question that we asked over on YouTube on their channel. Again, links are included with everything we talk about. But go over there and take a look and you'll see the back and forth. And you can always ask them a question as well and they'll respond. So here is our question being answered by the fabulous Mike and Tay Whiteside of Black Dog Salvage on the Salvage Dogs TV show. Check out their podcast. It's great. You'll love it. Here we go.
You remember when we did the podcast with the Upcycle Canada folks?
Yes.
They left us a comment on the last video. Hey, guys, love the reboot of the podcast. Question for you. Would love to hear more about your Black Dog hauler vehicle. We remember the post when it was being sold. Loved your fleet of vehicles on the show. Where did the hauler end up? Much love from Dave and Jen up at Upcycle Canada.
Cool. Well, I tried to sell it. Couldn't seem to give it away.
The vehicle in question, to back up, it was a 1993 Freightliner chassis.
Right.
That was overhauled in the early 2000s with a camper or RV body and a sort of garage toy hauler section at the back.
Right. It was a fifth wheel to start. So it had the front end.
Yeah.
And then the guy we bought it from put the garage on it. And it had that air door that about killed everybody, yeah. You know. And so that's how we got. So it was a show hauler modification. It's
but like full 18-wheeler.
Oh, yeah.
It was fuller 11-speed transmission.
50,000 pounds. It was a beast. And, yeah. We had to lock it up. I had to lock it up a few times. You're going like you're pressing your foot in there going like, okay, come on.
Where are
come
the
on,
brakes? Come old on. School air
and then,
brakes, man.
And then you hit it. And it just locks them up.
Oh, yeah.
I threw Robert across the cabin one time doing that. Didn't do it on purpose.
It was our mobile HQ, and some of the fondest memories we have, I think, are all the traveling we did. And Robert tried to always set up a mobile office with a wireless hotspot, you know, because the work could never stop. But one of the funniest things to me and a recurring joke to all of us was how frustrated he would get at the lack of service when we're in between –
cell towers,
you know, BFE and the small town we're heading to. And he just could sound like Yosemite Sam.
You could tell if we lost cellular or our internet, it wasn't a good day.
But not for him. We were all laughing.
Oh, yeah, I had a great time. It didn't bother us at all.
So, and then you recently, it ended up somewhere.
So we donated it, to Veterans Golf Association, and it's a nonprofit that helps veterans play golf. You know, and these guys are out of Pinehurst.
God bless them.
If you know where Pinehurst is, it's a
nice golf area.
Yeah, it's 20 something courses around there. Really. I mean, it's top shelf golf. And they bought it, and then they went to took it to a company called Servco. I think that's how it's called. Anyway, it's out in the North Carolina wilderness, and these guys do specialty vehicles. And they took it on, they redid it. And if I could put it in and show you the picture, it turned out great. They gutted it, they redid the inside. And
it needed that bad.
So it's rolling again. It's got a lot of good stuff in it, and it's fun. It's a good little cigar bar kind of thing, you know.
Well, and that's so they're like donated it. Why didn't you give it to me? Well, it's
yeah. Well, you know, sometimes you can get more out of a donation than you can by trying to get rid of it. You know, sell it.
Tax break.
Yeah. Well, you gotta make some money to need a tax break, and every once in a while we'll make a buck and need it. But anyway, that's where it went.
There it is.
It'll be on the highway. You see the VGA golf wagon. It's obviously heading towards, you know, South Florida probably. And it's going to a lot of the PGA competitions.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out for it.
Well, I've volunteered to drive it a few times. They didn't take me up on it, but.
So when you watch shows like this, it's great to reach out to the people on the show and for them to be willing to come on your podcast, is a big thing, and to be willing to do life and community with their people that follow the show and enjoy the show. that's just really, really great stuff. I would love to see the show come back in some form in the future. There's a lot of stuff that would have to happen to do so. It feels like they're wrapping up, and I know Mike is getting close to retirement, but the whole idea about repurposing and salvaging and giving life to something that was broken and tired and destined for the landfill, it's great when you can stumble across a TV show like this that inspires you and makes you want to get out there and to do your own salvage, repurpose something, give it new life. It's great. So I would encourage you to go check out their podcast. I would encourage you to go check out their online store. And if you're ever in Virginia, head over to Roanoke and check out this amazing building and amazing staff and people there. And you might even have the opportunity to say hi to Mike, or maybe Tay will be poking around. Drop in and check out all the great stuff that are happening over at Black Dog Salvage in beautiful Roanoke, Virginia. That's on our must-go-to list of locations in life for Jen and I. And now that we're empty nesters, maybe there's going to be an opportunity for us to do a extensive road trip and head down there and see Mike, Tay, and the team there in person, because that'd be huge for us to meet them in person as well. So thank you for listening to the Upcycle Canada podcast. We have more episodes coming up, a really important episode coming up on the direction for the store. We are coming close to the end of 2022. Jen Page and I are discussing our future of the store, so there'll be a really important episode coming up on that. And what we're going to try to do, too, is do a live recording of our podcast, where if you're on, say, Facebook or Instagram or YouTube, you can actually watch us record the episode. That's interesting, right? And you can just kind of be there in the room with us as we record the podcast. If you've never had a podcast or never recorded a podcast in the past, maybe this might be interesting to you to be part of that. So go over and check us out on our Instagram or Facebook. Best way to find us is through upcyclecanada.ca. And there's links to everything possible there. And I would love for you to drop by. And again, on the website, there's a little microphone icon, and you can click that microphone and leave us a voicemail. And we will include your question, your comment, your suggestion in our podcast, and people can hear your amazing, beautiful voice right here on the Upcycle Canada podcast. So on behalf of Jen and Paige and myself, thank you for being part of the podcast, and we'll talk to you guys soon with a very special podcast episode about the store and what's next for Upcycle Canada. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. We'll talk soon. Cheers.
This has been the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate your feedback and would love to connect with you. Email your questions, comments, or suggestions to upcyclecanadapodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our business and access links to all our social media sites, podcast notes, and more, please visit upcyclecanada.ca. A review of this episode on the podcast app of your choice is always appreciated. Please help us build this community by sharing our podcast with your family and friends. Our thanks to Jacob Moon for the instrumental backing track used in this podcast. Please visit jacobmoon.com for more on this talented Canadian artist. Join us again for more great topics, ideas, and practical steps to help you in your daily life. Thank you for listening. Let's keep this conversation going.
Hey, this is Dave. You're like, what's this music? I thought the podcast was over. Well, it is. This is actually an ad. Oh, you're like, an ad. But this is different. This is for another podcast called, ready? Dad Space. Dad Space is a podcast created for dads by dads. Head over to dadspace.ca for all the information. And we would love, if you know a dad, if you are a dad, if you've ever had a dad, if you know a new dad, current dad, a empty nest dad. We have a podcast just for dads, and I'd love to share it with you and to share it with a special dad in your life, dadspace.ca. Thank you for listening to the podcast you've already been listening to. But if you want a little bit more podcasting greatness, check out dadspace.ca, dadspace.ca, for all the goodness for your favorite dad. Aww. It's like a Father's Day present every day. We'll see you over at dadspace.ca. Thanks for listening to all of our podcasts, and we'll talk soon. This is Dave, and I'll meet you at dadspace.ca. Cheers. And now we dance.